Have a very Ishta Christmas.
What's up, everybody? I'm your host Natalie, and this is day 3 of Ishmas. We are doing good. I'm looking forward to Christmas. Today we are going to be talking about our top 10 Christmas songs. Now, my list is probably going to be a lot like others. It's going to be really soulful Christmas music, like the typical Christmas songs probably are not going to be on this list, but they are still great Christmas songs. I'm just a fan of like the really soulful ones, but we are going to be having some of the other ones in there as well. But yeah, so let's get into it. For the first song, we are going to be talking about the great Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas Is You song. That is an anthem at the start of December every year. It's just, if you don't hear that song, then it's not Christmas season. Like, when you hear that song, you automatically know like what season it is. So a little bit of facts that we're going to be talking about the song is things that you probably didn't know, but I'm here to tell you. So this song was the first song to be a hit in 4 separate decades. The song released in 1994. I personally did not know that, but it is a great song, and no wonder it's still a hit to this day, because it's just a great song. So yes, and it released 27 years ago, and that's crazy, because I have not heard any other song that has done that, has reached that milestone like that, a Christmas song. The song finally made the Billboard Hot 100 in 2019. So you would think that it made it in the past, but it didn't. But finally, the song got its recognition and it made the Billboard Hot 100. And that would have marked Mariah's 19th number one on the Hot 100. She's coming in second behind the Beatles. Mariah has also won 3 Guinness World Records for this song. So, this is one of the highest charting holiday Christmas / New Year's songs by a solo artist. Like, it's just number one. It's actually broken the record for the most played song on Spotify twice. So on Christmas Day in 2018, the song broke Spotify's single day record with 10.82 million plays in 24 hours. But it was beat a few months later by Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber's I Don't Care. But then on Christmas Day 2019, the song took back its throne with more than 12 million streams. So, yeah. The song even inspired an animated movie starring Mariah herself. So if you're looking for another Christmas movie to watch, you should look at the 2017 animated movie, All I Want for Christmas Is You. And it stars Mariah herself as a young girl with a wholesome Christmas wish for a puppy. Mariah was going to originally cover another Christmas song. So this song had a chance of, you know, not even being a thing. But because she decided to do this song instead of the other song that she was going to, that's why we have this great song. And to celebrate the song's 25th anniversary, Mariah went on a mini tour. So it's marking a quarter century of Whistletones and Joy. Mariah went on a limited holiday tour to celebrate. Also, Mariah released even more deluxe content last year. So her Merry Christmas album was just reissued as a deluxe anniversary edition. And also she put out unreleased footage for a new music video. And finally, Mariah co-wrote the entire thing in about 15 minutes. That's crazy to know that one of the hottest Christmas songs got co-wrote in 15 minutes. So that is incredible. For number two, we have Santa Claus Is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5. So this whole album was a really good album. I really enjoyed it. My family used to play it on repeat all holiday season, like every year. The song was written in 1934, but it quickly became a pop hit. And over the years, artists such as Perry Como to Bruce Springsteen have covered it. But for many, the Jackson's 1970 version, which you can find on their Jackson 5 Christmas album, is by far my favorite. For number three, we have Luther Vandross with Every Year, Every Christmas. Luther Vandross was in the prime of his career when he co-wrote and recorded this song as a part of his 1995 Christmas album, This Is Christmas. It hit number 38 on the R&B charts. Patti LaBelle herself even recorded a cover version in 2007 as a tribute to Vandross, who had died 2 years earlier. This song is also a very good song. I probably would say that for all of these songs, because all of these songs are songs that I have heard all through my childhood, own up till now. Just every Christmas, when you think of Christmas, you think of these songs. And these are just very good songs. For number four, we have The Christmas Song by Brian McKnight. So Brian McKnight's smooth, soulful, updated version of the holiday classic is on his 2008 holiday album, I'll Be Home for Christmas. In addition to The Christmas Song, he also covered classics such as Silent Night, and he recorded three original compositions for the album. But by far, this is my favorite on that album. For five, we have One Wish for Christmas by Whitney Houston. Whitney Houston released One Wish, the holiday album, in 2003, and this song hit number 20 on the Adult Contemporary chart. The album also contained Joy to the World and Who Would Imagine a King, both of which were originally released on the soundtrack for Houston's 1996 album, The Preacher's Wife. So, once again, a very good song. For six, we have Santa Tell Me by Ariana Grande. This song just makes you feel happy. It is a very good song if you just want to just get in a good mood, just, you know, it's just a good song. It's kind of pop-like. Yeah, it's just a good song for you to get in the Christmas spirit and just, you know, feel yourself. Like, it's just a fun-loving song. For number seven, we have Be There for Christmas by Ledisi. Be There for Christmas is a swinging, mature tune about spending the holidays with that special someone by jazz and R&B singer Ledisi. The song is on her holiday album It's Christmas, which came out in 2008 and peaked at number 28 on the R&B charts. And for eight, we have O Come All Ye Faithful by Faith Evans. So Faith Evans recorded the song for her 2005 album A Faithful Christmas, which also contains her renditions of classics such as Santa Baby, plus two original numbers she wrote for her daughter. The record wasn't a huge commercial success, but peaked at number 70 on the R&B charts. Number 9, we have White Christmas by Babyface. Producer and singer Babyface gave his fans a gift with his 1998 album Christmas with Babyface. This holiday classic has been popular since it was first recorded by Bing Crosby in 1942 and is the best-selling modern Christmas song of all time. And finally, for number 10, we have Let It Snow by Boyz II Men featuring Brian McKnight. Originally on the 1993 Boyz II Men album Christmas Interpretations, this song can be found, it can also be found on the holiday compilation The Soulful Sounds of Christmas. The Boyz II Men album was a huge hit, peaking at number 19 on the Billboard charts and selling more than 1.7 million copies. That was all for my top 10 Christmas songs. And I will see you tomorrow for day 4 of Ishmas. I would like to take this time to just thank everybody who's been supporting Ish Talk. We have come a long way, like I've said in previous episodes, but we are slowly getting things lined up. We're in the process of starting a website for Ish Talk, and you'll be able to, you know, listen to the podcast on there and, you know, be able to find stuff. You'll be able to learn more about us. And yeah, it's still in the works now, but when it is released, we'll post about it on social media. So make sure you go follow us on there. We have a Twitter, Facebook page, we have an Instagram. So yeah, make sure you do that. We also have a Patreon, and make sure you go show love, and I'll see you on the next episode. Bye.
Have a very Ish Talk Christmas.